Okay, our friends. So, in celebration of Earth Week, we have been doing stories about the planet, the Earth, the things that you would see in it, the beauty of our planet, and the animals that are in it. Today's story will put all those things together. It's called Gopher to the Rescue, and it is a volcano recovery story. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but there are volcanoes in our country, and there are volcanoes in a lot of other countries. And when they explode, stuff happens. And so to learn a little bit about that, we're going to see what the animals do. Are you guys ready? Today's story was written by Terry Catasus Jennings and illustrated by Laurie O'Keefe. And of course, we've seen other pieces of hers before, and we always like it. So I'm excited to read this book. Are you with me? Yeah. Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and
Philip.
Are you ready, Philip?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Something is different on the mountain. Snowshoe Hare hears the rumble from miles away. Black Bear feels the ground shake beneath her paws. Gopher feels the earth move in his burrow. And we can see all of the animals. And they are reacting. They're like, whoa, what is that? Steam and ash burst from the top of the mountain. It looks like smoke. Elk has never seen this before. Squirrel sees black smudges on the snowy mountain. The rumblings go on for days. The mountain is changing. A volcano is waking up. But Gopher just digs and digs in his burrow. My friends, there's something I would like to say here. That's another interesting thing about this particular volcano is it's giving us warning signs and the animals are seeing it, right? Early one morning, the animals feel rumbling and trembling and shaking, more terrible than they've ever felt before. They hear a terrible sound. The top of the mountain slides away. Snow and rock slide down the mountains and into the valley, and then the mountain explodes. Whoops. Hopefully there's nobody up there going for a climb on that mountain when that happens. What, do you know a fun fact? When that snow and rock slide down the mountain and into the valley, they call that a lahar. You don't want to be anywhere near it when that happens. The blast from the explosion blows down all the trees. The top of the mountain disappears in a cloud of ash and rock. The volcano is erupting. The animals try to run away. And in the picture, we can see them. They are hightailing it out of there. They do not look happy, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah. The heat, ash, and the force of the explosion kills many animals. But Gopher is safe in his burrow with plenty of tasty roots and bulbs to eat. Because he lives under this, doesn't he? Smarty. When the shaking stops and the roar quiets, Gopher begins to dig again. He digs through soil, and then he digs through gritty, warm ash and sand and pebbles, and he wonders, where did all this stuff come from? And when he reaches the surface, blown down trees cover the landscape like toothpicks. The world is gray and dry and hot. But Gopher is not alone. Ant and beetle crawl around in the crust formed by the hot, dry ash. They find plenty of food in the dead wood and plenty of places to hide. And from his home, under a rotten log, Mouse sticks out his nose and he's confused. But the tree is still home And he has tasty bugs to eat. And even though his world has changed, Gopher digs and digs. And he mixes the soil from his tunnels with the crusty ash, adding life-giving nutrients. And the nutrients help the plants to grow. So Gopher helps the mountain recover. And Salamander and Toad Pollywogs survive the blast under the ice and in the mud at the bottom of the lake. And come summer, when it's time for them to live their adult life on dry land, they will find the world dry and hot, and they will use Gopher's tunnels to find shade and to get around in this hot, dry landscape. And they head to the cool, damp forest nearby, or to other ponds, new ponds created in the blast area. And we can see Gopher going, "Hey, welcome to my burrow." And insects return to the mountain right away because they can fly, right? They fly in on a wild wind. And spiders float in on silken threads, seeds blown in from near and far. And days turn into weeks, and weeks turn into months, and some seeds take root on top of Gopher's tunnels and grow into plants. And birds also visit the mountain right away and to eat those tasty bugs and seeds. And they perch on the small islands of plants and flowers that survived the blast. And then weeks pass and months pass, and there are no places to nest, so birds can't live on the mountain yet. But elk often explores the mountain, and at first he finds young trees that survived the blast under the snow. And as the months turn into years, saplings will sprout from the seeds, and they're a little snack, but they're not enough for him, so he has to take cover in the shady forests nearby. And the forests that are not damaged by the heat or by the rocks or buried under the ash, he'll return to live on the mountain when there's plenty of food to eat and plenty of places to rest and hide. So months and years pass, and slowly hemlocks and firs and fireweed and lupine grow, and animals visit, and when they can find enough food and shelter, they will stay on that mountain. Meanwhile, Gopher still digs and digs, and he's looking for new roots and bulbs to eat, and he's making the ground fertile for more seeds to grow. Years turn into decades. Trees and bushes dot the landscape. Elk and squirrels and snowshoe hares and black bears are returning to the fertile new habitat on the mountain. Some areas may never be as they were before the big blast, but of one thing we can be sure, Gopher will still dig and dig, and the mountain will continue to change. So, my friends, it is a beautiful thing to know that when something comes, like an earthquake or a tsunami or a tornado or a volcano, they may change things, but you can recover from them. Our Earth is full of very interesting things. And even though we may think they're very scary, they may bring a good change. Uh-huh. Yeah. And in the back of this book, it does quite a bit of education about what and where are volcanoes. It talks about tectonic plates. It talks about the other natural disasters and habitat changes that come from volcanic activity. And it also gives you some details about pressure and melting. Very interesting stuff. So friends, go get your hands on this book and enjoy the beautiful art that we will see in this book, as well as the interesting science facts, because this is an amazing book just for those of you who want to know more about what our planet has up its sleeves. And that, our dear friends, is... You want to say it? Anything else you want to say? Yeah, me too.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.